Like for us to consider a thought this afternoon. It's a very common one throughout the scriptures, one that Jesus brought out, that we read in multiple different places that's brought out. I'd like to ask the question, what have you been sowing? Want us to begin in the book of Galatians. Galatians, the sixth chapter. The seventh verse says, "Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting." This is a rule that's been in place since time began. A law that God set in motion that man's not able to deny, not able to overcome. He's tried so many times to alter the course, but the law of sowing and reaping is still in place. The scriptures, of course, meaning much more than just planting natural seeds as we would in the garden, but it's saying, be not deceived. God is not mocked. This is having to do with a business of our souls and the one with whom we have to do, with eternal matters and the things that I sow in my life. Every one of us today are sowing seeds. Every one of us are sowing something today. Reminded of a saying that I've heard that's stuck with me. I enjoy trees. I enjoy mature trees. You can plant a tree where you don't have mature ones, but it takes a long time, especially if you're wanting fruit, you're wanting nuts off of those. To plant that, and I'm not a real good waiter. And it's something the Lord has to work on me with regularly. You know, they say, the saying is, the best time to plant a fruit tree, you know when that is? 20 years ago. You know when the next best time to plant a fruit tree is? Today. If you want to be able to enjoy fruit today, you really should have already been thinking about it years before, because it requires an investment. It requires planting something with a realization that I'm going to yield something out of this down the road. So not only are we sowing every day, but we reap that which we sow. Maybe it's humanities. Seems like we want to be able to enjoy the fruit without having to put the labor into it. Now, if you have a wife that enjoys gardening, you may be able to enjoy some of the fruit, but there's labor that goes into it. Whenever it comes to the things of the Lord, you know, there are fruits that I really want to be able to enjoy. I really want to be able to partake of these things. I want the joy of the Lord. We read in Sunday school about the fruit of the Spirit. I love being able to partake of that in others, to be able to see that in the brethren. And it's why there's really no place in the world that I'd rather be than with the group of the saints. The saints, whenever they come together, I believe there are no better people to cast our lots with. People in whom is the Spirit of Christ that's manifested, that's born out in their lives. I want to be able to bear out that fruit of gentleness and meekness and peace and long-suffering and patience and all of those things. I want to be able to have that fruit in my life. But you know, just as this law bears out, if I want to be able to enjoy the fruit, I'm going to have to plant something ahead of time for that to happen. I can't just expect that process to be bypassed, and I'm going to live my life and I want to bear out fruit, but I've not made a conscious investment and a determination that I'm going to invest in this. So the scripture says of those of us, as all of us are reaping, there are two ways that we can sow. Unto the flesh, and you'll reap corruption. I get in my mind's eye a picture, and maybe it's aided by artists' renditions I've seen of it. Read of the parable of the sower and the seed. He's casting seed out. And I get in my mind's eye a picture of a man, a farmer. He's got a bag by his side. reaches in and he gets a handful of seed, and along the way that he goes, he's casting the seed along the way. But the question I have for us then is, what's in our bag? Because whether we realize it or not, we're casting seeds along the way. Those that we encounter every day of our lives, we're casting some seed. So what seed do I have when I reach my hand in and I pull something out? Am I sowing under the flesh, or am I investing in this bag of the flesh? Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, that's what's going to come out. That's what's going to be manifested, is what I've put down inside. So Lord, help me that I would not sow into the flesh, that I would not accommodate the flesh, that I would not invest in the interest of the flesh. Should I believe, one scripture put it this way, make no provision for the flesh. Don't accommodate the flesh. Don't sow into the flesh. Because if you do, you're going to find yourself reaping the fruit of the flesh, which is never what the enemy promises. It is corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. So what are we sowing today? What did we sow yesterday? Because the fruit that is born out in our lives testify to something that's been planted. To what I've been investing in my life, to where I've been investing my time, what I've been feeding on is going to bear forth some fruit in my life. I was challenged yesterday morning doing some work around the place, some mowing and weed eating, and I got to a tree that we planted a couple years ago. The tree still had the label around the trunk of it. Got it from Lowe's, I believe, Home Depot. It had the label that tells what kind of tree it is. And it said flowering tree up and down the sign that was on the trunk of it. But the irony was, there were no flowers on this tree. There were no leaves on this tree. This tree was perfectly dead. But the label still said flowering tree on it. And I thought, Lord, help me. I don't want to go around with a label on me saying I'm something that when people look at the fruit, they say, I don't see it. I see the sign. I hear your testimony. I see you going to service every weekend. I hear you saying that you drive, in our case, to Springfield every time for service. So there's an expectation that I have with that. I want to be able to see some fruit. I want to be able to see something. Really, by now, that tree shouldn't need a sign on it. It ought to be bearing forth its own fruit that's evidence of what that tree is. Jesus said, you're going to know a tree by its fruit. That fruit's going to be the witness. It'll be the evidence of what the tree is. I'm not going to need a sign that goes out and broadcasts, and I'm not advocating that we go around ashamed of who we are. And I'm ashamed to even say I'm a Christian. That we should be willing to testify with our mouths. We shouldn't be ashamed. I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. But yet there ought to be something that goes beyond just the words. That goes beyond just the identity of everybody knowing who I am. If we're not careful as Christians, we can get into a place that this is just what our identity is. I'm a Christian. I go to services. I live for the Lord. I don't associate with all the other religions, and I'm certainly not an atheist. It's just who I am. But I would that we examine our lives from time to time, as the Lord does, to say, is the fruit there? Am I bearing the fruit that would testify to the world? This is a flowering tree. I'd like to look at the 13th chapter of Luke. Luke 13, and beginning in the 6th verse. He spake also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon, and found none. Then said he unto the dresser of the vineyard, Behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree, and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? I don't want the tree to just be an ornament. I didn't plant the tree to just be a stick growing up out of the ground and something to, or even to bear leaves. But there's an expectation that the husbandman had. This is what I planted, and I come along with every right to expect something out of that tree. I'm expecting to find fruit growing on it. And there is a process of time. The Lord is our reasonable service. But it says for 3 years now, or a space of time that I've been waiting, that I've been coming along. We read in Isaiah, I believe it is the 5th chapter, where the Lord said of his people that he planted a vineyard in a very fruitful hill. And he plucked out the stones thereof and the vines, and he did everything that he could to give this vineyard or this tree a fighting chance, to give it the opportunity to grow up and bear fruit. And he came along to find the fruit. And it says in that case that he found, instead of grapes, he found wild grapes. It's not what the Lord planted. But you know, if we're not careful, the enemy, back to the analogy of carrying that seed bag, the enemy will come along and try to drop something else in the bag. They'll try to cause us to start putting something else in there. That what I naturally draw forth is something other than what the Spirit of Christ is. It's something other than what tends unto righteousness and godliness and holiness. So it says here that he came and sought fruit, but he didn't find any. His instruction was, cut it down. That's what I expect to do to that tree back of the house. The sign around the tree trunk isn't enough to say it's a flowering tree, because you can look on it for fruit and you don't find any. And it testifies something else. This isn't a flowering tree. This is a dead tree. And the Lord, in the same way, is going to come along and test us at times to see what kind of fruit am I bringing forth. Am I bearing fruit? And I believe the world will do the same thing. The world, many times, you find people that seem to be very hostile to Christianity, very hostile to church people in general, as they tend to think of it, many times because they've had bad experiences. They've seen hypocrisy. They've seen those kind of things that have left a bad taste in their mouth, or they have bitterness towards the Lord. But you know, of those even that you'll find sometimes that ridicule this way, you'll hear them talk sometimes about someone else. They know better. They're religious people. They're Christian. They shouldn't be acting that way. There's an expectation even with them that there's a certain way you should live if you're living for the Lord. If you have a profession of godliness, that's certainly not the way that you act. That's certainly not the fruit. But how many trees do they come to in the world that they expect something and they find something else? They see a sign around the trunk that says Christian, but yet whenever they experience, they interact, they bump the wrong way, they find something that's bitter, that's not tasteful. May the Lord help us to be a fruitful people. So the Lord would have us to bear fruit. Well, let's keep reading here. Thank the Lord for one who intercedes on our behalf. It says, And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well. And if not, then after that thou shalt cut it down. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Thank the Lord for one who's willing to say, Father, give him a little while longer. Lord, let me work with him a little while longer. Look, maybe it's, in my case, maybe it's, Lord, he doesn't see himself yet. Give me a little while longer. Lord, let me send this in his life. Let me try to do a little bit of digging. Let me Let me send this affliction or this hardship, or let me send this message their way. Let me try by this means and by that means. I'm so thankful that the Lord is long-suffering. That the Lord doesn't just come along the first time and say, you're supposed to be a fig tree. And I don't see any fruit bearing. I don't see anything. I'm done with you. I'm finished. You had your chance. But I am so thankful that the Lord is willing to invest in me. That the Lord is willing to spend time to do everything that He can. But yet even He realized the time will come. He says, if it bear not fruit, if I've done everything that I possibly can, but yet it doesn't bear fruit, well, I've done all that I could. If at that point there's nothing, then we can cut it down and cast it away. But first, let me do everything that I can. I believe that's the Lord's desire for us, that we bear much fruit. Let's look at John, the 15th chapter. Testifies to the same thing. John 15 says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Verse 8 says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. That's what brings glory to the Lord. Words are so cheap. There's a power to a testimony when there's a life that backs it up, and when there's a spirit that bears witness to it. But words of themselves are so hollow and so cheap. Professing Christianity today has so cheapened the name of Jesus. Has so cheapened what Christianity is. I'm talking of those that have the profession, but don't live it. So that in the eyes of the world, whenever they hear someone say, I'm a Christian, those words of themselves don't really hold a lot of weight. They don't really carry a lot of weight with it. It's gotten, it seems, almost to the point that it really doesn't mean much anymore. To identify with what a Christian even is. But there's fruit that should come with it. There's fruit that is a rare fruit in our world today. Isn't it sweet? Isn't it wonderful? Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And it's valuable because it's rare. The world can't produce it, can't really imitate it. The Lord is glorified when we bring forth much fruit. So again, I want to encourage and challenge us that we examine our lives from time to time. And the Lord has a way of sending things our way. As we heard this morning, the Lord has a way of causing folks to cut us off in traffic. What do you have inside? Because sometimes I may be able to, it seems like, have it all held together just right. And then the Lord sends something along to push me, to test me a little bit, to see what fruit I really have. And as we examine ourselves, and I find perhaps a place that I'm not bearing the fruit that I ought to, what do we do? Do you know how to make fruit? Can any of us, I think of the scripture where Jesus was talking about how the Father cares for us, and he says, which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit to his stature? Any of you able to do that? Any of you able to just, I want to make this happen. I'm determined that I want this to be the way that I am. Not able to do it of ourselves. The Lord is glorified because the graces that are within are not mine. That it, we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellency of the glory may be of God. I'm not able to produce this fruit. I'm not able to even look within with all good intentions and say, I'm going to do better. I'm going to bear this fruit now. There's a scripture I'd like to get to go with that thought in the book of Mark. Mark, the 4th chapter. 26th verse says, and he said, so is the kingdom of God, as if a man should cast seed into the ground and should sleep and rise night and day, And the seed should spring and grow up, he knoweth not how. Was it the farmer that caused it to grow? Was it the farmer that caused it to know just how to come up and bear fruit? He said that he didn't even know how. He cast the seed, and the seed, what God programmed within the seed, it knew what to do. You've got to do your part. You cast the seed. Make sure the soil, as we know by another parable, make sure the soil of your heart is in a place to receive the seed, and just watch it happen. Watch that seed come forth. Said the kingdom is like that. For the earth bringeth forth fruit of herself. First the blade, then the ear, and after that, the full corn in the ear. We may not know how, Lord, here's a place I'm not bearing much fruit. And I want to bear the fruit. I want to be this way. I want to have something to offer to the world. You know where it starts? The best time to plant a fruit tree is 20 years ago. The next best time is today. If we focus on the seed, on what I'm sowing, on what I'm investing myself in, of what I'm giving myself to. I remember as a boy, Brother Lewis Kimball, I believe it was, remember him preaching a message and he asked the question, he said, who here wants to draw close to the Lord? That was of my heart. I wanted to draw close to the Lord. I wanted to be able to do that. We live in a time that looks for easy solutions, easy answers, without much effort that goes into it. I want to be able to know how to do that 5 minutes a day. Why, Brother Kimball says, you want to draw close to the Lord, spend an hour a day with Him and see what happens. Well, that wasn't quite the answer that I was looking for, but you know, that's the truth. If you want to reap the fruit of it, sow the seed of it. And you sow the seed and you focus on that. You feed the spiritual man. Sow unto the Spirit, and you'll of the Spirit reap life everlasting. Give yourself to the things of the Lord. Invest your time. Invest your energy. Invest your thoughts in those things. Give yourself to the Lord and let the Lord bring forth the fruit. The Lord will do that. The Lord's a specialist in bringing forth fruit in hostile environments. The Lord knows how to cause us to be as a garden planted in the midst of a dry desert. All the places that talk about that in Isaiah and in Jeremiah. He'd cause waters to spring forth in the wilderness or in the desert. A place for us that we might be able to be the tree that's planted by the rivers of water that brings forth her fruit in her season. The Lord, the Father, is glorified when we bring forth much fruit. In our time, in our age that we're in today, that we've been called unto, let's bring forth much fruit. Something that the world can taste of. That the world can experience, can encounter, that they too can see that the Lord is good. That we not be as the tree with a sign wrapped around it, saying, here's what I am. Here's a testimony even I have of what the Lord did 10 years ago, 20 years ago. I used to be a live tree. I used to be a flowering tree. I still got the sign to show it, see? But yet people look for the fruit. That's a reasonable expectation. If you say you're an apple tree, is it unreasonable for me to come looking for some apples? And so the Lord wants from our lives that we bear forth much fruit, not in name only and word only, but in the fruit that our lives bear forth. And it starts yesterday, but it can start today. Lord, I want to sow the seed. You don't see the benefit of sowing the seed the day you sow the seed. You sow the seed with an expectation. I'm investing here. I'm putting into something. I want to encourage the children, all of us, in reading the Bible. Spending time praying with the Lord. You know, it's not always going to just be this exciting, emotional, oh, that was awesome. That was wonderful. I spent 15 minutes reading the Bible and I feel so inspired. There'll be those times. But you know what it is? David said, thy word have I hid in my heart. I'm planting some seeds here. I'm investing. I'm sowing the seed. Be faithful to sow the seeds. The Lord will take care of the rest. if we're faithful to give, to invest in this thing, down the road, the Lord will cause the fruit to bear forth. The Lord will cause that fruit to come forth. As the scripture says, He knoweth not how. Lord, I don't know how you did. The glory goes to you. The glory is all yours because I don't know how to do. This isn't me. This isn't the way that I naturally am, but you're bringing forth the fruit that He might be able to glorify His name and His cause. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.